go over a little bit the laws of the fast. There are days where Am Yisrael fasts. It's supposed to arouse us to repent, to bring us to realization that we have areas that still need perfecting, and to think about the ways we've been behaving, our forefathers have been behaving, to realize that our problems in life are a product of our behavior. And so we stop and we say, okay, on this day, things came to a certain eruption, a certain destruction because of certain behaviors, and let's find within ourselves where we have to improve as well. So we know Shivas Abit Tammuz tonight is one of those times. So tomorrow morning, 72 or 90 minutes before sunrise, the fast of Shivas Abit Tammuz begins. Five things happened on Shivas Abit Tammuz. The tablets were broken, which is another way of saying Moshe came off the mountain and found us serving idol worship. So we don't put the stress on that. We say the tablets are broken. And in some way, the engagement between us and Hashem was the engagement contract was torn. The ego was a part of that. But we focus on the tablets being broken. And in the days of the first Beit HaMikdash, another element of consistency in our relationship with Hashem was the Korban Tamid. Every day, morning, night, we bring a sacrifice. Every day, morning, night, you tell your beloved, I love you. So suddenly we couldn't do that anymore on Shiva Asar Beit Tammuz. We could not bring the Korban Tamid. They stopped giving us, we ran out of sheep and they wouldn't give us anymore. And in the times of the second Beit HaMikdash, they were able to breach the walls, which was the beginning of the end. And then someone burnt a Sefer Torah, maybe it was a Pustimus, someone burnt a Sefer Torah in the Beit HaMikdash, and an idol was erected in the holy of the Beit HaMikdash. So we fast on Shivas Abit Tammuz. And the Sfaradim have a custom that this past Shabbos, the Gabbai announced that there's a fast on Tuesday, our fasting of Shiva Asar Beit Tammuz is really the beginning of a period of 3 weeks of mourning, at least for Ashkenazim. Ashkenazim have many customs of mourning from Shiva Asar Beit Tammuz, from tonight. Ashkenazim won't shave, we don't listen to music, we don't take haircuts, we don't make the blessing of Shechiyonu if we can avoid it, between now and Tisha B'Av. Some people, even some Sfaradim, have the custom that they fast from Shiva Asar Beit Tammuz till Tisha B'Av during the day. Obviously they eat at night, but some have that custom. We're trying to arouse ourselves to the recognition, to be aware of how much we're missing with the Beit HaMikdash being destroyed. In essence, this is something we should be aware of every day. But we fall asleep. It's been over 1,000 years, right? It's been almost 2,000 years. So it's hard to retain that memory and keep it fresh. So we stop now and we say, okay, I won't listen to music now for 3 weeks. I'm not taking a haircut. I'm not so focused on myself. I'm going to think about the house of Hashem that was destroyed in this time. Yes?
Which group of Sephardim?
I don't know. Shulchan Aruch brings it as Yesh. There are those. He doesn't say who. So if we can avoid making a Shechiyonu over a new fruit or a new garment, we would postpone it for Shabbat or till after the 9 days. If you have a mitzvah, you have to redeem your firstborn son, Pidyon HaBen, you make a Shechiyonu. You have a fruit which won't be good after Tisha B'Av, you can't delay it, you make a Shechiyonu. If possible, we postpone it to Shabbat. And the idea here is, you don't want to say, I'm so happy I came to this time. No, this isn't a good time for the Jewish people. This happens to have been a sad time.
Why is dating allowed?
Because dating is a mitzvah. You have to build a family.
But it's not a sad time to date.
It's a sad time, but you still have to build a family. The day after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, people still had to build families.
Don't go crying in the night.
What?
Don't go crying in the night.
Right. You don't spend your whole day crying. You spend your day aware of what's going on a date. You have to be positive. Some have the custom that on Shabbat they're lenient. From Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, the next 3 weeks, meaning this Shabbat, the next Shabbat, and the third Shabbat, those 3 weeks we read special haftarah. We read what's called the Tlata de Puranuta, the three haftarot that discuss the bad things that are going to befall the Jewish people with the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash. So we're going to read this Shabbat, Divrei Yirmiyahu, the opening of Jeremiah, and then we're going to read Shimud Dvar Hashem, and finally, the worst haftarah is going to be Chazon Yeshayahu, the opening chapter of Isaiah, where Yeshayahu describes how the Jewish people have become like a woman of ill repute. They're not faithful to Hashem. And so it's called Shabbat Chazon, after the Haftarah, which is read Chazon Yeshayahu. We read the Haftarah with the tune of Lamentations, the tune of Eicha. That's Ashkenazi custom. And over there, we're going to read also the Pasuk of Eicha, meaning in the Parsha reading. We always read Parshat Devarim, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. So in the Parsha of Devarim, we will read the second Pasuk of the second Aliyah is Eicha Esa Levadi. Moshe Rabbeinu says, how can I carry alone Tochachem U'Masachem V'Rivechem? Your toils, it's so hard to carry you, all your fights, you Jewish people. So he says the word Eicha. So we read that in the tune of Eicha. And then in the Haftarah, we read from the Navi Yeshaya. The Navi Isaiah says, Eicha Yeta Lezona Kirya Ne'mana. How has the most trusted city become like a woman of ill repute? So that's all Shabbat Chazon, the final Shabbat before Tisha B'Av. Some Sephardim have the custom to say Tikkun Rachel. We have Tikkun Leah, Tikkun Rachel. Some Sephardim have the custom to say Tikkun Rachel directly after midday, and it's printed in many Sephardim Sidurim. Okay, yes, sir.
Like in the Siddur, some do this, some do that. Who decides who that some?
It's a tradition. The customs evolved. So you have the Moroccans do certain things, the Kurdish Jews do other things, the Iraqi Jews do other things.
I don't understand. You say some, but how do we know that some is a Moroccan, that some is
a... I don't know. The people know. I don't know the customs well enough. I don't know. I don't know of anyone today that fasts these 3 weeks. Our custom is, yes.
Pick up these customs?
You should stick to the customs, either of your parents or whatever congregation you join. You shouldn't just pick and choose. Our custom, us Ashkenazim, is that we don't get married from Shiva Asar B'Tammuz till after Tisha B'Av. But tonight in our yeshuv there's a wedding. Someone in our yeshuv is Sephardi, so they're getting married tonight. So that's the Sephardim, right? The Sephardim are much less stringent with the laws of mourning in the 3 weeks and in the 9 days. The Gemara discusses the meal prior to Tisha B'Av and the week of Tisha B'Av. The Gemara also says, "Mishenichnas Av mematin besimcha." Once the month of Av comes in, then we reduce our happiness. But with regards to the 3 weeks, that's more an Ashkenazi custom to extend it to that whole period. So we will discuss the laws of the 9 days as we approach the 9 days. As far as the 3 weeks, we don't take haircuts, we don't shave, Ashkenazim, we don't get married. The what that they had? Ah, the siege.
It took them 3 weeks to go from one side of the city to the other. The suffering, the anguish, all what these people have to go through, we cannot even imagine.
Yeah.
So out of that point, it's got to be corrected in 3 weeks. This time,
I'm biased. To me, it's a given that you have 3 weeks. Saying to me, yeah, I don't know. I'm saying that's my custom. That's I don't know any other way. On the fast day, so we say Aneinu. Ashkenazi custom is that we only say it at Mincha. If you've been fasting, so you say the Aneinu regular. Aneinu, Hashem, Aneinu, V'yom Tzom Ta'aniteinu. If you look at the Sidur, so in the prayer of Shema Koleinu, under the prayer you have the Aneinu, which is inserted within the Shema Koleinu. If you're not fasting for whatever reason, so you say B'yom HaTa'anit HaZeh, not Ta'aniteinu, I'm not fasting, it's not our fast day, it's this fast day. Or you could just skip that and say Aneinu Hashem Aneinu. Without the words Biyom Tzom Ta'aniteinu. If a person isn't fasting, they shouldn't get an aliyah at Mincha, and if they're Kohen, they also shouldn't go up to do Birkat Kohanim. The reason we do Birkat Kohanim at Mincha is because we assume no one drank anything. Ordinarily, we don't do Birkat Kohanim at Mincha. We're concerned. Maybe the Kohen had something intoxicating. So we don't do it at Mincha. On a fast day, we allow it if Mincha is late. But if you're not fasting, then you shouldn't go up. Leave the shul if you're a Kohen. Don't be in the shul when they do Birkat Kohanim. If you look in your Siddur, so at the very end of Tefillah, Elohai Netzol Lishoni Mira, so the final prayer, if you look under it by Mincha, there's a special prayer that says, Hashem, back in the days of the Beit HaMikdash, a person would bring a sacrifice and they would just offer its fats, its blood, and that would be an atonement. Today, we don't have a Beit HaMikdash, but I fasted today, and I have less fats and less blood, and may that reduction in my size, because of my fast today, be as though I offered it as sacrifice before you. May I find favor in your eyes. This prayer has been forgotten. People don't even know it exists. But actually, it's recorded in the Gemara. It's in the Talmud, in Tractate Brachos. It's recorded in the Shulchan Aruch. It's a question why people don't even know they're supposed to say it. Mincha, at the end of the fast, you should say that if you remember. If you missed it, you missed it. If you're going to be Chazan, so then the Chazan says Aneinu as its own prayer, as its own blessing. After Re'ev Onyenu, before Refa'inu. You'll see it in the Siddur. It's its own blessing, Aneinu Hashem Aneinu, with a Baruch Atah Hashem at the end. Let's say a person ate a little bit on the fast day, so he should stop eating and fast the rest of the day. You don't say, I ate, so I forgot, so therefore the fast is over. No, so fast the rest of the day. If a person isn't fasting, they should not be shalich tzibur on the fast day, right? You could declare before you go to sleep tonight that your intention is to get up tomorrow morning and eat and drink before Alot HaShachar. If you're going to get up over an hour and a half before sunrise, then you could eat and drink, and that's okay. It's a good idea to state it, to make it clear that you're not accepting the fast upon yourself.
Do you have to say it in front of people?
No, you don't have to say it in front of people. You should just state it. That you're not accepting the fast now. You're going to sleep, so it can be considered halachically as though you finished eating, you're going to sleep, that's it, you've just accepted the fast on yourself. If you're thinking, hey, I might get up in the morning and still take a drink or something if I get up early enough, so it's a good thing to say it. Preferably you should say that. Okay, any questions? A person who's ill shouldn't fast. Person who has a fever shouldn't fast. Person who's pregnant or nursing shouldn't fast this fast. If a person has a medical condition, then they should ask a halachic question. But in general, we say if a person is so ill that they belong in bed, so then they shouldn't be fasting Shivas or Batamas. Yes, sir.
Before the 9 days, before we go into laundry days where it's not washed, before that we can buy clothes or not? After tomorrow.
So, starting with tonight, tomorrow, our custom is to make a shechiyonu when we wear the clothing, not when we buy them. So if you want to buy now before the 9 days to buy clothing and then wear them on Shabbat, that's okay. If they are clothing which do not require shechiyonu, such as clothing which are cheap, like undergarments, right? So then there's no problem buying them beforehand. Just a second, it was first, yeah?
If you have medicine against asthma, for instance, so it's preventive. What we should do?
Are we talking about an inhalation machine or are we talking about medicine?
Medicine
that a person takes? And a person needs it every day, yeah? Can a person take it without eating and drinking? Or do they have to eat and drink?
I'm talking about myself. So, usually in the morning, I take a day to have something on my stomach when I take the drugs.
What would happen if you take it tonight for tomorrow? Does that work or that doesn't work? I didn't say you should try. I asked if you know if that works. You take it once a day? And what would happen if you would drink? Do you need to have food in your stomach or drinking would be okay?
Drinking would be okay. But if it's you have to have something in your stomach.
Okay, so what you could do is make a strong chamomile tea. So if you put 2 or 3 bags and you make chamomile tea without sugar, obviously, so then it's not palatable. The average person wouldn't want to drink it. I say chamomile tea because regular tea could hurt your stomach. If you do chamomile tea, then I don't think that would hurt your stomach. So if you put 2 bags in a cup, you put in hot water, and then you drink a little bit of that, so that's not considered drinking because that's not something that's edible. And then, if that's enough, I don't know medically if that's enough, that you have to know. If medically that would be enough for you to take the pill with that, then that would be okay. It could be you shouldn't fast. It could be you have to... okay, I'm saying if that would be enough medically, but that you have to find out. I don't know. I don't see why you would take any risks. Why play games with it? Saying there's a reason you're taking this medication. I wouldn't take a risk, no. And I wouldn't try taking it tonight. If ordinarily you have a steady regimen where you take it every morning, so take it, but do it that way. If you have the strength to get up before the fast starts, to get up 90 minutes before the fast starts, so that's the easiest. And you take something to eat, you take the medicine, you go back to sleep, and you're fine.
But if I have to make the declaration before I eat the sleep.
Right. Ideally. If you didn't, you didn't. But if you could, you just made the declaration. Okay. If you'll remember, you'll say it.
A question going back a little bit about putting on a new shirt. It's not when you buy it. That doesn't count when you're trying it on, right?
We never make a blessing when we try it on. Shechiyonu is only when I gain ownership.
And then you put it on that time.
Really, the Shechiyonu should be when I buy it. But our custom is to do it when we wear it. Sorry, he was first. I'll get back to you. Yeah.
What if we have
Normally we have mitzvah too. Right, so tomorrow we do have a Brit Milah. We have an alumni of the Machon who's having a Brit Milah. And the meal will be tomorrow night. The meal is not tomorrow, it will be tomorrow night.
The alumni that lives in Copenhagen?
No? Lives here in Jerusalem. Yeah.
Oh yeah, about the closet. Is it's only about the, is it,
it's not all clothes. So like that's in the special. It's commanded like to say like Shekhianu when you buy new clothes.
We say Shekhianu when we buy clothing that are valuable enough that they make us happy. So.
That would like be like a shirt for Shabbat. Like if I bought like a shirt like this, would that like that's not a
depends on the person. For one guy, that makes him thrilled. He's dancing all around all day. He feels great. He's got this beautiful shirt. For you, you're saying it's not so special. Okay, it's very personal.
Just what I wear. But clothes in general aren't so special to me. Even like clothes for Shabbat, I don't really feel anything. I mean, I wear them.
Yeah, you might get a nice suit one day, and it might be very exciting to you. And you might get a nice talus one day, and that might be very exciting to you. There are clothing we buy that make us very happy.
Alright.
When it's expensive enough that it's worthwhile to you, that you think about it before you spend that money, and you're happy you found a good deal, and you're happy you found something nice. So then that, we make a Shekhianu. Okay. Anything else? No. Okay.